The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. He's the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Nathan Sells and Chloe Hayes with Best Buddies.
Good morning on this Monday. Would you bow in prayer, please? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we humbly ask that you be with us today and every day to help guide us in doing the work for the great people of this state. We thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us that we too frequently forget while focusing on our problems. Remind us that these too shall pass, that family and friends are forever. Give us the strength to help those who have to deal with the stress that this long winter has brought upon us and those who labor outside that have to deal with it. We humbly ask for relief from its bitterness. We ask this today and bless us today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job, guys. That was terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you
and enjoy a special day. Thank you. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate recess for a brief Rules Committee meeting in the well.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed for a brief meeting of the Rules and Administration Committee in the well.
Rules and Administration Committee will meet immediately in the well. Rules and Administration Committee immediately in the well.
The Senate will be in order. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution 5 with Senator Carlin.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, asks unanimous consent to call up Senate Resolution 5 without objection. So ordered. The chair recognizes the senator from Woodbury, Senator Carlin, for opening remarks on Senate Resolution 5.
Mr. President, it's my great privilege to get this opportunity to honor our personal friend, Coach Steve Ryan, and a team whose culture defines what team is all about. Today we have with us the NAIA National Championship football team, the Morningside Mustangs. Coach Steve Ryan was named the GPAC and NAIA Coach of the Year. Quarterback Trent Salzman was named the NAIA Player of the Year, as well as an All-American. Receiver Connor Miles was also named All-American. And Joel Katzer was the GPAC Defensive Player of the Year. Their juggernaut offense averaged over 53 points a game, and their stingy defense averaged a meager 14 points a game. Mr. President, Senate Resolution Number 5 is a resolution congratulating the Morningside College football team on winning that national championship of the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletic National Championship. Whereas in 2018, the Morningside College Mustangs football team had a 15-0 overall record and finished the season ranked as the number one team in the country for the NAIA. And whereas on December 15th, 2018, the Mustangs won the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletic National Championship at Daytona Stadium in Daytona Beach, Florida, defeating Benedictine College for the program's first national championship. And
whereas the Mustangs' accomplishment marks only the sixth time that an Iowa college or university football team has earned a national championship recognized by the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics or the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate that the Senate congratulate the coaches and the members of the Morningside College Mustang football team on winning the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics National Championship.
Is there further discussion on Senate Resolution 5? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Woodbury, Senator Carlin, for final remarks on Senate Resolution 5.
Senator Smith, actually. Mr. President, I move the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Smith. The Senator from Woodbury, Senator Smith, moves the adoption of Senate Resolution 5. Those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The resolution is adopted. Congratulations. Senate will be at ease for a few seconds. Senate will be in order. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Muscatine, Senator Loughran, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Am I in order for announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to recognize the North Scott Lady Lancers for their win Saturday in the 4A state title championship against a strong defending team of Marion. Congratulations to both teams for their hard work, determination, and working together. And then we're excited about this week because the boys team will be up here from North Scott, and they're in the 4A quarterfinals this week. So thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
I would like to add on to Senator Lofgren's announcement about the Lady Lancers. This is actually the second state title in three seasons for the Lady Lancers of North Scott, and I just would like to congratulate them and acknowledge the senior leadership that got them there. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Bisignano, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm in order for an introduction.
You're in order, Senator.
Today I'd like to welcome members of Best Buddies Iowa and Special Olympics of Iowa to the Iowa Senate. For the past 10 years, Spread the Word to End the Word has started the conversation on respect. To continue the conversation on respect and to go boldly into the next 10 years, Spread the Word, inclusion is continuing its success through an ongoing effort by Special Olympics, Best Buddies, and their supporters to inspire respect and acceptance by advocating for inclusive words and actions so that we can end discrimination of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The campaign is intended to engage schools, organizations, and communities to promote the inclusion and acceptance of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The annual Day of Awareness is held the first Wednesday of March. While most activities are centered on or near their annual day in March, people everywhere can help spread the word through their communities and schools the year round through pledge drives, youth rallies, and online activity. Please join these students downstairs, sign the pledge, and learn more about their organization today in the rotunda, and help me welcome Best Buddies Iowa and Special Olympics Iowa to the Iowa Senate.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
I'd like to make an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Yes. This is just a follow-up for the dinner that Senator Doxler and myself are hosting at Christopher's Restaurant tomorrow night. As I mentioned before, this is a way if we could all get together without a lot of disruptions and get to know each other a lot better. As of now, I have 21 senators that have RSVP'd. And a total of 27 people coming. As I mentioned, spouses are welcome. You need to let me know if you could email me if you would like to go or come up and talk to me, because I have to let Christopher's know tonight. It does start at 7 p.m. There are 6 different menu items that you're going to get to pick, and I'll put that in the email that I send out to you. For all you that are coming, I'm looking forward to it. And on behalf of myself and Senator Doxler, I certainly appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an announcement and a point of personal privilege?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. This is an announcement related to and a point that will be related to disaster awareness. So the first is the announcement. Tomorrow morning, the Iowa Flood Center will be having its legislative breakfast in room 116 between 7 and 9 a.m. It is one of the entities that we created after the flood of 2008 to raise awareness about flood dangers, and it is using the most advanced science in the world to help people prepare for flood dangers, so I would encourage you to attend. And then also in the nature of this area, let me just say I was very saddened yesterday to see the tornado damage rip through Alabama and Georgia. And, of course, in Iowa, we're all aware that we can also have tornado dangers here. The good news is there are things we can do to actually reduce the dangers of fatalities when tornadoes hit. And two of those things are better warning sirens, so that people know that tornado, that severe weather is coming. And the second is the construction of safe places for people who are in areas that might not have safe alternatives. For example, you may remember the terrible tragedy and the fatalities at the Boy Scout camp in Western Iowa in 2008. So what I have on that, and I will be forwarding it to all of you, is the list of communities that have already applied to our Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for assistance with safe rooms and warning sirens that are so far unfunded. So Homeland Security and Emergency Management has federal funds that it can use to provide assistance to local communities, but it doesn't have the funds to meet the demand that Iowa communities are already applying for. So as you read that, here are some of the communities that have applied for safe rooms or warning sirens. The city of Callender,
Pottawatomie County Conservation Board, City of Garner, Southeastern Community College in Des Moines County, Parkersburg in Butler County, the Central Community School District in Clayton County, the Keokuk Community School District in Lee County, Logan Magnolia Community School District in Harrison, Bettendorf Community School District in Scott County, Central Decatur Community School District in Decatur, City of Iowa City in Johnson County, Clara and Goldfield Dallas Community School District in Wright County, Davis County Community School District in Davis County, Lynn County Conservation Board for Pinnacle Ridge Park, Perry Community School District in Dallas County, South Winnesheek Community School District in Winnesheek County, Creston Community School District in Union County, the City of Hills in Johnson County, Knoxville Community School District in Marion County, West Fork Community School District Rockwell in Cerro Grande County, West Fork Community School District Sheffield in Franklin County, Iowa Falls Community Schools in Hardin County, Dyke New Hartford Community Schools in Grundy County, the Winnebago Historical Society in Winnebago County, Ringgold County Family Resource Center in Ringgold County, and Mid Iowa Council Boy Scouts of America in Boone County. And in the other category of larger, with larger communities in it, I don't know how Iowa City ended up on this list, probably a little typo. Indianola has asked for a safe room assistance. So I'd encourage you to look at that, talk to your communities about what they need for safe rooms and warning sirens, because we sure don't want that level of fatalities and loss of life when the next tornadoes hit Iowa. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for a brief point?
You're in order, Senator.
Well, thank you, and I'm going to follow up on what Senator Hogue said. My family was affected by the Parkersburg tornado and the one that went through New Hartford. And if you listen to the news this morning, the individuals that died, and they appear that there are 20-some people still missing, really were in homes that didn't have basements and had nowhere to go. They were individuals who tried to find a place in their home to hide. Now, I noticed that while he was reading that list, a lot of people weren't paying attention. But I got to tell you, as responsibilities, as senators, it's something that we could do to help save lives here in Iowa and really make a difference. Now, when Speaker Paulson was in charge of the Iowa House and Senator Gronstall was the majority leader, they worked on using one-time monies to help on projects that would help move Iowa forward, mainly in the role of economic development. Now, I know that our infrastructure fund dollars have been really hit upon hard because of using water quality as part of those infrastructure dollars. That's something that we could sit down and work on to really help some of the areas across our state, especially in the parks where people attend. We know what happened with the Boy Scouts. We can stop needless deaths from happening by working together on public safety right here. Let's start it in the Iowa Senate. Thank you, Senator Hogue, for talking about this important issue.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will have a brief caucus in room 116 today, room 116. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will also caucus very briefly. Please try to get there as soon as you can before our 1:30 committee block. I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, March 5th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, March 5th at 9 o'clock a.m.
Democratic caucus in room 116, Republican caucus in room 22.